Let's do this. Hey, this is John and Lisa, and we are coming in a very new format, and I'm pretty excited about this.
Yeah, this is our first time ever doing a podcast together. They have positioned our chairs away from one another so there can be no physical contact.
And they positioned me facing you so I can look at how beautiful you are.
Okay, so we're doing this together. So what are we going to be talking about, John?
You know, I mean, this is our opportunity to talk about things that are just burning in our hearts. There'll be times that, you know, I'm in Bible study in the morning and all of a sudden God just shows me something that I know is very, very transforming in my life. And I want to be able to share it because it may have been that I'm speaking on a book on a book tour and I'm staying focused on that book that I wrote a year ago. But this gives us the opportunity to do both of us. I know the same thing happens with you. God will speak something to you. And so the other thing I love is that, you know, we have a lot of followers on social media, and some really good questions have been asked by some of our followers to speak into certain areas that you and I, we've walked through it, but we've not spoken about it. And I really think it will help people to grow in their marriages, in their ministries, in the business world, wherever, you know, we're speaking into. And then, you know, finally, I just think it's great to be able to cover topics that may not be worthy of a large book or a curriculum, but they're very important, and we can really go into those topics and maybe make a series of podcasts about them. So
that sounds great.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we can talk about.
Okay, so it's Christmas time, and we have some favorite family Christmas traditions, and I am going to ask you what your favorite one is, and you better not take mine.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Lisa, you have set up some amazing traditions in our family, and I think these are the things that have helped our boys love our family and want to be with our family. And so some of the things that you've set up that I just love is that our family has a big dinner Christmas Eve, then we sit down, we read the Christmas story, and we used to, when the boys were young, we'd let them open up one present. Maybe it was some pajamas. And
usually it was pajamas.
Yeah. And we just had a great evening together with all of us around. We'd build a fire, or we would have a gas fire, whatever kind of fireplace we had. And then we would get up the next morning. You and I would just set up the tree, and literally, and maybe
wait. You just told a lie. We did not set up the tree. Christmas morning.
Set it up.
We set it up the day after Thanksgiving. We can't wait
on the lights. And the thing I loved about it is that
you got to assemble all the presents.
Yes, that was a lot of work. And now that our kids are not little kids anymore, Christmas mornings are a little easier, but I am the wrapper and you are the cooker, or the baker, I should say.
Because I am a really bad, really bad wrapper.
Yes, you are. Actually, you are. Yeah. But no, I think the favorite tradition would be the way that we open up gifts. And I think what was so amazing is we started out when the kids were young that the youngest child got the first gift. And when the kids got older, and this really, really impacted both of us on how amazing our children are, they said one day, they said, hey, we want to be the first to give the gift this Christmas. And we've set that tradition, and it's carried on ever since.
You know, I too love that, except for it does make the gift opening quite possibly like 6 hours, because the kids get so excited about why they're giving, what they're giving. We take a picture of the two people that are giving. And I do know that Julie has lodged a protest for a shorter Christmas this year. I think that babies have had to take naps in the middle of it and some other stuff. So we need to maybe revisit some of that. But I do love the fact that our family has done that. And I want to say my favorite, our favorite most bizarre Christmas that we ever had was we realized that none of the boys actually ever remembered the Christmas presents. And we decided instead of having a present giving thing that we would do a memory. Do you remember this? And so we did a scavenger hunt all through our house on, I think it was December the 19th. And then it's when they finally found everything, it said pack because tomorrow we're going on a cruise. And we found a cruise ship that was so ghetto. It was getting ready to go into dry dock right after Christmas. But that was the only way we could take our whole family. We met up with another family who had 5 kids. We had 9 kids, 4 adults, and we did a Christmas cruise. And I just remember that memory was crazy amazing. And I wanted to say that because I think a lot of times people feel like there's a pressure to top the gift every single year. And a lot of times it just becomes a lot of stuff. And yeah. I think some of the best things you can do for Christmas is to actually make memories and not to do anything that has to just do with, you know, only I've got to do gifts or only monetary, but having it to be about something that they get to do
that is together that they remember. And I know we do a lot of football games on Christmas.
We do, but you know, I want to speak to that cruise. I remember the kids tackling us, but the thing that we went with another pastor and his family, pastor and his wife and their family. And I think the thing that was just unique is on Christmas Day, we were in Mexico and they forgot to set their clock to ship time. They set it to the actual Mexico time. And
we almost lost some of our children.
That ship almost left. Without our children.
And I do remember you were getting a massage and I burst into the massage room and in a panic saying, we have children missing. And you were like, I'm having a massage. And so I stood the gangplank and refused to let them pull it back.
Yeah,
until
you
our
did
children
good.
Got on. But yes,
you did really good.
I do remember that. So what was our worst Christmas? What do you think?
Well, you know,
if you can't remember, I certainly do.
I don't. You're going to have to help me with that one.
That was when we actually decided to start making our own family traditions. If I remember right, we joined up with your family and they all were watching The Shining on Christmas Eve.
Oh my gosh, that was terrible. That was so long. I couldn't remember it.
Yeah, they were watching The Shining and I said, you know, we're not doing that next Christmas. We're going to do some kind of tradition of our own. And, you know, I want to say that because every single family really needs to be empowered to create some stuff that's their memories. And sometimes there's things that are traditions that don't fit your family anymore. And you need to actually be able to have permission to start doing whatever you need to do. I know when Julie came into our world, we sat down with her and we said, what are some of the things that mean Christmas to you? So it wasn't just like she got, you know, thrown into our world and felt alienated, but she could actually bring in some stuff. And a lot of times young couples, they want to build their new traditions or they, you know, they want to have some times together. And I think that's really important that they have conversations with that. And then I think there's also some stuff we just do out of tradition that don't add any value. And if they don't add any value, I just think people need to have permission to get rid of those things. But yeah, I love Christmas. My favorite is Thanksgiving, but I do love Christmas.
Yeah, I would have to say my favorite would be Thanksgiving. I love the fact that it's real family time, and we do a thing called the Turkey Bowl, and all of our team members, all the guy team members, and even sometimes girls, we go out, and it's usually, you know, about 40 degrees or lower here in Colorado, and we play a big, massive touch football game, and it's an all-out war. It's about 2 hours long, and then we all come back and watch the Detroit Lions usually win.
I don't think that's the truth. I don't think the Detroit Lions normally win.
So, you know, Lisa, what's really important is that Christmas time is family time. When you look at the whole reason God sent Jesus is because God wanted a family. And I look at being a part of the family of God is such an amazing thing. And the reason I see it as amazing is I know how amazing it is to you and I when we are all together with our children, our grandchildren, our you know, daughter-in-law. And it's just amazing when we come together and the richness over the years and all the times we've built together.
That's awesome. You know what? One thing I do want to say, and this is on a serious note, you know, when I was a little girl and I was not raised in a Christian household, our family, you know, we were religious. We were not relational. And I remember Christmas time being a time when there was the music of Christmas coming and there were certain songs that had such a touch of God on them that when I would hear them as a young girl, I would just begin to weep and I wouldn't have any understanding. And I would run from wherever I was in the house and I would kneel down in front of the Christmas tree. And I know a lot of people are like getting stressed out right now because they think that's pagan. But the truth is, for me, it was just the only way I knew how to connect with God was just to kneel and to hear the music. And it was like a center thing. And I think that a lot of times people don't understand that at Christmas, it's a real time of opportunity. There's a lot of history that comes up. There's a lot of people that have disappointments from years past or have excitement about years. And their hearts are open. Their relationships are open. And I'm just praying that everybody's Christmas is an intentional Christmas, that they don't miss opportunities for, you know, really people to connect with God, to connect with one another.
And to see relationships healed.
Absolutely. And bring healing.
You know, let's just pray about that right now.
Absolutely.
Let's pray, because there's a lot of people listening to us right now, and there's some strain in relationships. So let's just believe God right now. If you're listening with us, I want you to pray with us that all relationships will be mended within your household. And let's believe the Holy Spirit to do this. Father, in the name of Jesus, you came to reconcile us to yourself. So Christmas is about reconciliation. First and foremost, to you as our Heavenly Father, not only are you God, but you're our father, our dad, and we're in your family. But Lord, there are families, they're fragmented, they're divided because there have been offenses, there have been wounds, there have been words that have been spoken that have brought deep hurt into people. Father, we're asking right now that the Spirit of God would be released. I just recall he hovered over the waters waiting for the word of God. And I speak the word of the Lord right now. Lisa and I together, we speak the word of the Lord to be reconciled to God and be reconciled to one another. May there be forgiveness.
Thank you,
flowing in your home this Christmas. May there be restoration of relationships that come about from this forgiveness that flows. Father, I'm asking in Jesus' name that all strife and division and discord, all hurts and wounds and roots of bitterness would be uprooted and removed from the hearts of people that belong to the families of our listeners right now. We pray for a great time of reconciliation and a great reunion of these families. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. And I just want to add one thing. You know, we're in a season right now where our earth is really in a lot of turmoil. And Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And I think this is this time to let us understand that this is not about nations being at peace, but about having a peace that is a heavenly peace, a kingdom peace.
Good,
and so
Lisa,
I think this is a time and a season where families can actually draw together and talk about what is going on worldwide and what we can be thankful for and actually begin to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because that is something we're encouraged to do and have a regular discipline of prayer during this season that they can actually carry throughout the year.
Yeah.
So anyway, we hope this has been helpful, and it's been slightly painful for both of us, but this is our first podcast together, and we are looking forward to doing more. God bless you guys.